Well, good morning to all of you. We are in the second in our new sermon series, a series which I've titled Membership Has Its Privileges. And we're talking each week about one of the 5 points of our membership vows that we all take when we join the church. I thought it would be a good idea for us to think about what these mean and what we've agreed to do. And the one we're talking about today is that we will support the church with our presence. And our scripture today comes to us from Hebrews chapter 10. I'm going to begin reading with verse 19 and read down through verse 25. If you have your Bibles, you're welcome to follow along with me. If you don't, you're welcome to just listen as we read from the book of Hebrews today. And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and to good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but may we encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. May the Lord add a blessing to both the hearing and the reading of his holy word. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you so much for the opportunity we have once again to gather together in worship. And we thank you for the way that your Holy Spirit has moved in our gathering thus far. And we pray that your Spirit would continue to move in this place. Lord, I ask that in the next few minutes that my words would be your words, and that I might decrease in this place in order that Jesus Christ might increase. And we pray, God, that you would open our ears, open our minds, but most of all, dear God, open our hearts, that what you have to say to us today, Lord, we may hear and receive with joy. We pray that it might be more for us than just information, but indeed, we ask that your words would transform us. And as you have transformed us today, let us go out of this place knowing that we have come close to the presence of the living God. And we thank you for the opportunity that you've given us today to do that. It's in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray together this morning, saying amen. You know, I get asked the question every now and then, why come to church? Why come to church? I've had people over the years, and honestly, there was probably a point in my life where I believed this too, where you didn't have to attend worship to be close to God. You didn't have to come to church. You didn't need to come to worship. Indeed, I've had people say that they worship God very well when they're out on the lake fishing or out on their boat or when they're on the golf course. Or some people say that you know, they can worship God well and better the more sleep they get. So why get up early? Why come? And I think the first thing is, we think about this vow that we've all taken to support the church with our presence. We have to understand that going into a church, your very presence is at worship, does not make you a disciple any more than walking into a garage makes you a car or walking into a McDonald's makes you a hamburger. Okay? There's a little more to it than that. And that's why I like the way that our membership vows use this word presence. And I think today, as we think about our presence, it is most important for all of us to know that our presence in worship is very, very important, not only to ourselves, but also to each other, but even more importantly to God, that we come together. That we come together as a community of faith, that we come together in worship, that we come together with each other's presence to be in the presence of God. You know, it fascinates me when I think about the writer of Hebrews. He starts out by talking about how we have direct access to God. Many of you know that in the Jewish faith, that one of the things that was going on in the temple was they had this place called the Holy of Holies that only the priest could go into. And the writer of this book makes it very clear that because of what Jesus has done, you and I have direct access to God. Now, we got to be careful with this because sometimes we think because we have direct access to God, what do I need anybody else for? Why do I need to, you know, be with other people if I can access God directly? And truly, unlike some of our brothers and sisters in Christ, we don't believe that I have any special power to mediate God. You don't have to come through God, through myself, or through Mary Noble. But the truth is that there are no Lone Ranger Christians. There are no Lone Ranger Christians. I can't think of anybody in my whole life that was well-developed and mature in the Christian faith that was not also connected to a community of faith, that was not connected to a church. I mean, I can't think of one person. And it happens, and it particularly happens a lot in our society because people say, well, you know, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. I believe in God, but I don't have to have that church thing. But the New Testament writers spoke about us as the body of Christ. As the body of Christ, that we all together, mystically in union with God, we are now the body of Christ. And what a shame it is when we say, well, you know, I don't really need the body of Christ. I don't really need anybody else. All I need is to go out and worship God in my own way, and I really don't need the help of other people. But this is not true. I mean, it's really not true. And I think at some deep level we really understand this, but I think sometimes we fool ourselves into misunderstanding the power of our presence, our gathered presence together. Now, one of the things that I said to you last week when we were talking about prayer is I said, you know, we need to move away from prayer just being an obligation, something that we do. And you notice that the title of this series is Membership Has Its Privileges. And I made the case last week that it is indeed a privilege for us to pray for one another. Well, it's not only a privilege for us to pray for one another, it's also a privilege for us to gather together in Christian community. Because I want to tell you, I don't care how smooth your life might be going right now, sooner or later, you are going to need some encouragement. You are going to need some support. You are going to need somebody to stand beside you. And who better to stand beside you than the people who are sitting around you? Now, sometimes people will say, well, you know, I understand that, but when I get together and when I go to church, when we get together, I just don't get very much out of it. I used to have this old Kroger store manager that I worked for years and years ago. And he used to say all the time, you can't get something out of the pot unless you put something in first. You can't get something out of the pot unless you put something in first. And of course, the point that he always tried to make to us was that what we put into something a lot of times determines what we will get out of it. And a lot of times when we gather together for worship, when we gather together as community, when we gather together, whether it's in small groups or Sunday school or whatever we're doing, sometimes we think that the purpose and the reason we're getting together is that we're going to come and we're going to get something. We're going to receive something. But as my old boss reminded me, we don't receive unless we first put something in. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes the best way to get something out of church is to come in and say, God, whatever it is that you want to use today to speak to me, use that. And not each and every time is that going to be the sermon. It's just not. Sometimes it's going to be your conversation with somebody. Sometimes it's going to be the music. Sometimes it's going to be a prayer. Sometimes God is going to touch us in some other way. But the important thing to understand, it's about what we bring with us and what kind of expectation that we have when we walk in the door. Do we really believe that God is in our midst? That the Holy Spirit is going to be present and that God is going to speak to me somehow? Or are we going to be like the consumers that our culture has trained us to be and say, well, that was all right. It was okay, but I didn't get very much out of it. And maybe sometimes when we don't get a lot out of worship, it's because we haven't put a lot into it. It's because we haven't been willing to put something into it. But make no mistake, the Bible is very clear that we need each other, that we are connected, and that we need to come together. Indeed, in Hebrews, you heard what the writer there said. Do not neglect coming together as some have, because you need to encourage one another. And I love that word, encourage. You know, one of my favorite definitions of encourage is to pour courage into. Pour courage into. And isn't that the way it is sometimes when we come to church? I mean, we come to church because we are discouraged. Because what goes on in the world discourages us. And what we need to do, one of the reasons we need to gather with each other, and one of the reasons our presence is so important, is so we can encourage one another, so that we can pour courage into each other. And I've got to tell you, there are some that would say, well, you know, the reason that you want us to come to worship is so you'll have a nice worship count. But worship is not about numbers. It's really not. It's not about numbers. But when we are absent from worship, the church doesn't lose. The gathered community doesn't lose. We are the ones who have the loss. And you see, sometimes we forget that. It's not the church that loses. It's us that loses when we don't gather together and have our presence with each other, encourage one another, sustain each other. You see, sometimes I think that we have this image that we are kind of like these marbles. And what happens if I take a marble and I put a bunch of marbles in this bag and I shake it up? Well, what happens is we come to church and we all get together and we shake ourselves up for a little while, but when we leave, what are we? Well, we're the same marble as we came in. And what a shame. Because what I really think that we are more like, or what we should be more like, is we should be more like grapes. You know, it's interesting, this bunch of grapes here, is that they are connected to each other by the stem. And it reminds me of what Jesus said in John chapter 15 about being connected to Him through the vine. But when I put the grapes in here, and I shake the grapes up, and I squeeze the grapes like this, what happens? A little bit of each and every grape goes on to another grape, and we're all changed, and we're all different. We didn't just gather together to bounce off each other like marbles. We came together because each and every one of us needs each other. We all have something to contribute to one another, and when we really come together, when we really offer our presence to God, then God knits us together in that mystical body that we call the body of Christ. Now, as we think about being present, as we think about presence, I'm reminded of that old Southwest Airlines commercial. You probably saw this commercial. It showed a man sitting at his breakfast table, and he's reading the paper, and his wife comes in and asks the most dangerous question any man could be asked. His wife comes in and says, "Does this dress make me look fat?" And of course, the guy's reading the paper, and he's not paying a bit of attention to what's going on. He says, "You betcha!" And then he decides to pull the paper down, and he realizes what happened. And of course, that was in their "want to get away" campaign. Want to get away. And you see, there's something about us being physically present in a place, but not really being engaged with each other in a place. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that commercial. You're present, but you haven't given it your presence. And that's the most important thing, is that we come together to give this our presence. And it's very important. Because, you know, sometimes we talk to ourselves and we say, well, you know, they won't miss me. They won't matter. I mean, you know, nobody's going to miss me. Nobody will know that I'm gone. And that's hardly ever true. Because if we are the body of Christ, and if we believe what Paul says, that we all have an important part to play, it's like my hand, my left hand decides it's not going to show up today. Just not going to work today. I think I'll just take a few hours of sleep. Well, I can't do without my hand. I can't do without it. And neither can we do without each other. So I think that one of the ways that we can start to think about our vow of presence is that it is a privilege. It's not a responsibility. It's not something we should do because it makes our spouse or our parents or our children happy. Coming to gather together and worship, being present, is a privilege. It's a privilege that we give to each other and that we give to God. Because y'all, literally, we can't get along without each other, and you never know the day that it might be your presence. It might not be my presence or Mary Noble's presence or Bob or Kevin's presence here that makes all the difference. It might be your presence. It might be the fact that there's somebody in Sunday school or in worship or somebody that you run into and you have a conversation and you encourage them and you pour the courage back into them that they are able to get along and to go for one more week. It might be just the fact that you're here and you smile at somebody or you shake their hand and you greet them. But let us not be mistaken. Our presence in the gathered community of faith, our presence at worship is important. It is very, very important. And it's not as important, I think, to God as it is to each other. Because God did not intend for us to become or to be Lone Ranger Christians. And that's kind of a joke, isn't it, anyway? The Lone Ranger wasn't alone. He had that Tonto guy with him. Right? Kimo Sabe? I mean, he wasn't alone anyway. But God desires for us to gather together and to understand that to gather in worship, and whenever we gather as a church, whenever we gather, whether it's for Sunday school, whether it's for a fellowship event, whether it's to do a mission event, when we gather as the church, we remember what Jesus promised. Whenever two or more are gathered in my name, who is there? He is there. He is there. Jesus didn't say, whenever you call upon my name, I'll walk with you and I'll be there. Jesus said, whenever two or more are gathered in my name. So membership does have its privileges, and one of those privileges is to be present in worship, to be present in small group studies, to be present for all the things that the church has to offer. And make no mistake, somebody wise said this, 90% of success is what? Showing up. 90% of success is showing up. And I think sometimes we'll find that in those times when we would have rather slept in on Sunday, or we'd rather have not gone to a gathering or a church event or a meeting or something, it's in those times when we have the most resistance that we'll find that God has the biggest blessing. Because I believe that God honors our presence in the gathered community. God honors us when we get together. He loves it when we get together. And again, we have the choice today. Are we going to be marbles who come together, bounce off each other a little bit, and go away from each other unaffected, unchanged? Or are we going to be like the grapes when we get together and we mix things up, we can't help but make each other better. We can't help but encourage one another. We can't help but be stronger because we have come together. And it's all about recognizing that your attendance, your presence makes a difference. And may we be people who see worship attendance, attendance at other church events, attendance at meetings, attendance at whatever it is. May we see that our presence is a privilege. And may we take advantage of that privilege every time it's offered. Amen.